In an ideal world where everybody has plenty of time, I would have said, why don't you listen to last year's Shia on Emma before you listen to this one? If you got this one from the website, Digging Deeper Jewish, where I am now, so you probably know that you've got the list of all the previous Shiurim there also. And Emma in Toshin Samach Tes is really a hakdoma, as it were, to what I want to say in this year, which I'm going to say now. And if you had the time, it would be full if you had a chance to listen to that. And in case you don't, or you just don't want to, I just want to point out that the subheading of that shiur was the Rebbeinu Shem's embassy, something like that. I talked about the Beis HaMikdash as being ki'ilu like extraterritorial in this world, that in the Beis HaMikdash you have reflected the ideals which are not actual in our present world the way we are, but their things play themselves out as they should have been all over. Talked about the fact that in an ideal world, you know, you have the Ramban, where he talks about the four madregas which a person can attain through doing mitzvahs, v'chai bohem, and that the highest madrega of that v'chai bohem would be that his nichnas chai legan Eden, that like El Yohu, and I think he brings Chanoch, that there's this concept of that even in Gan Eden it's shayach to be with one's physical body if that physical body has been sublimated to the extent that it's really the way it should be. So that's really the highest madrega of nichnas chai legan Eden. And in this context, I'll just read a couple of lines from this Rav Mandelbaum's Chumash Mima Makim, where it talks about Tumas Meis at the beginning of Emma over here, and that'll sort of create a background against which I want to speak. So what does it say over here? Kedei lehovin tam iso hiskavos lemeis, Oleinu lehisboinen b'shoyrish inyan tumas meis b'oifen kloli. Ki yodua kol ha-musuk shel moves noilad acharei chet Odom HaRishon. Without the chet of Odom HaRishon, there would have been no death. Lifnei shechoto gufoi shel Odom HaRishon hoyo meshubet ubotel lebechinas sichloi. Before the chet, the Guf was an inseparable part of the Seichel. Hoyo meshubet ubotel lebechina sichloi. V'loi hoyo shayich pirud v'nituk bein ha-neshomo v'ha-guf. Dovo shemisbate b'misa. The fact that neshomo and guf can part from one another, which is what death is, that's not the way it's supposed to be. It was supposed to be one indivisible unit with the guf totally bottled to the seichel, and no existence of the guf without the seichel would even be possible. Ochein chet Odom HaRishon poal lehachnes b'soicho Odom b'chinois shemashchu es gufoi lehibodel u lehiporeid mebechinas haseichel. The chet causes the guf to crave and to establish a separate identity for himself. V'gomu l'nituk ha-kesha v'ha-chibur bein ha-guf v'ha-seichel shuhu shoyresh ha-misa shubo ha-guf menutuk l'gamra me-ha-oras ha-neshama. So that's what Misa is, and that's what the Koyanim are supposed to be separate from Tumas Meis. A Koyan is not allowed to be metame himself, because the Koyan is supposed to function in a world. His world is the Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash, it seemed to me, was dedicated to this concept that ideally the guf also can be totally sublimated. That is what we do when we bring korbanos. We take animals, denizens of the animal world, and we make kedusha out of them, a korban, kedushas oilo, kedushas chatos, whatever it is. So the guf, the most crass form of the guf, which is the animal world, can be sublimated into total Kedusha. That is what the Beis HaMikdash is dedicated to. And that is why always bothered me, like our Pasha makes the is of Mumin, that the Kohen is not allowed to have a Mum. What's so terrible about a Mum? I mean, nowadays we really cater to this idea that people who are disadvantaged, who have this or that wrong with their goof, so other rather we bend over backwards to make things easy for them, we build ramps in order to accommodate them. So what's so terrible about a Mum? But the pshat is, I think, I mean, I'm just think that way, I don't know whether it's Emes, but I think the Kuzari talks about that by Matan Teuro, so all the deaf people started hearing, and the people who couldn't speak started speaking, and the lame people started walking, because in an ideal state that there's a perfect hasoma, there's a perfect parallelism between Guf and Neshama, they belong together, they're one piece. And forget, that is its glory, that the goof is bottled to the Seichel, and that happened by Matan Torah. They were back to Odom HaRishon Koidem HaChet, and that is the matzav in the Beis HaMikdash. But the Beis HaMikdash, as I say, is said in this last year's shir, that it's sort of extraterritorial, where this ideal plays itself out. This ideal plays itself out that the goof is totally sublimatable, there's no such word, but able to be sublimated into a Chefza of Kedusha, and that is what it is, and that's what the Kohenim represent, and therefore we have all these Hagdoros. The Kohen mustn't be a Balmum, he mustn't be Tomei, he mustn't be all these things are there to be able to establish this perfection potential of the Guf. That's what I thought last year, and of course there is a certain amount of emes to that, there's no sophic to that. What I want to talk about in this year is that I was really, my feeling is that I was really too mitzumtzum, this possibility of the ideal, more mitzumtzum than it really should be. In other words, I postulated that our physical world seems hopelessly compromised, so the physical outside the Beis HaMikdash is Nebuch physical, with all the disadvantages. Of course, there's always the potential, but with physicality being what it is, that's a chesaron, and only the Rebbeinu Shalom gave us one little embassy, Kilo, in this our physical world, which is the Beis HaMikdash, and there the ideal can play itself out. As I have recommended, that's the way I thought. Now, I think that I'm wrong, and what I want to say tonight, that's why I said, like you, if you have the time to listen to the last year's shiur also, because then you can contrast what I said over there with what I really think is the emes. And that is because I've been thinking a little bit about the Birchas HaShachar, what we do when we get up in the morning, and it occurred to me that there's a lot going on in what we do every morning, which really boggles the mind when we think about how our Chazal, or whoever it was who was Kaveh, this final Nusach of what we do in the morning. It's such a Meshunet Gezach, it brings us face to face with so much potential that we have. Here, so quote from the Mishnah Berurah about Negelwasser. We start off with Negelwasser. V'horashbo kosav lefish b'shacha acha hasheno onu naasim kibriyo chadasha. After we've slept our sleep during the night, we wake up and become a briyo chadasha. Tichsiv chadashim labekorim rabo emunasecha. So then tzrichen onu lehoidos lo yizborach shiburo onu lechvodo leshorso, to serve him exactly like the Kohenim in the Beis HaMikdash. Ulevorech Shemoi. Baldova ze tiknu b'shacha kol oison habrocha sh'onu mevorchem b'chol boika. Lochen gam dova ze tiknu b'shacha lehiskadesh b'kedush oso v'litol yodayim min hakli k'koyen sh'mekadesh yodov min hakiyo koydem avoidoso. Moir de gazach, that when we take Negelwasser, we are sort of playing the role of the Kohen, who the first thing when he had to be nichnas into the Azorah, he had to make Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim, so to be Mekadosh himself for the Avoider in the Azorah. So what we're doing when we take Negel Vasa in the morning, I wish we could think about that all the time, is that we are telling ourselves that in a way we are also Kohanim who are entering the Azorah, that each one of us, whether he's a Kohen or Levi or Yisrael, with all our problems, with all our shortcomings, and with all that Nebuch we are nevertheless have a Kohen potential. And our workplace, maybe my work is to sell insurance, maybe my work is to drive a tractor, I'm being an Oved in an Azorah. I'm a Kohen who has to start his day with Kiddush Yodayim. The Poskim asks, so why not Kiddush Raglayim in the morning? It's only a Zecher L'Dovah, so we don't go so far. Oh, but really what we're doing when we take Negel Vasa in the morning is that we are telling ourselves, Yankel, don't take yourself lightly. What you're going to be doing today is or can and potentially ought to be an avoider to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Take Negel Vasa, be mekadosh your yodayim, your limbs of action. Make them holy, so that whatever you do during the day when you're driving that tractor, that should also be an act of avoider of sheirus, the shosai, the Rashba says, of sheirus, just like the Kohanim and Meshore is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So we, in whatever situation we find ourselves in this, our physical world, would also consider ourselves to be Meshosem, just like the Kohanim. And this thought I came across, and I'm going to read this to you from the New English Translation of the Shamshon Ferel Hirsch, the Chumash. And it's really so meirdik what he writes in Achremois by the Avoider of Yom Kippur. So he writes, I'll read to you the English. Thus five tevilos and ten kiddushin, the five tevilos which the Kohen Gadol had to make, and the ten kiddush yodayim raglayim, mark the transition from avoider to avoider. And between each avoider, when he changed from the Big Day Lovan to the Big Day Zov, and the Big Day Zov to the Big Day Lovan, he had to make a kiddush yodayim, and each one had to be imbued with its own kiddusha. And great significance is attached to kiddusha basra, the last kiddush of the ten. What's number ten? Which he performed at the end of the day. That was kiposhat big day koidesh, velovash big day choil. Wow! He didn't only have to make a kiddush yodayim v'raglayim between avoider and avoider. Even at the end of the day, when he finally takes off his big day kohuna and puts on his big day choil, he also has to be mekadosh his yodayim v'raglayim. When he removes the sacred garments and puts on ordinary clothing. For from this we learn that not only the hafshota of koidesh, big day koidesh l'koidesh, but also the hafshota big day koidesh l'choil requires kiddush yodayim v'raglayim miklishores. That is to say, even removing sacred garments for the sake of donning ordinary everyday clothing, this too constitutes an avoider. This then is the idea that concludes the order of the avoider of this day of Yom Kippur. The meaning of all the symbolic procedures performed in the sanctuary is in the actual life outside the sanctuary, for ordinary life actualizes the spirit that is drawn in sanctuary life. Indeed, the meaning of the aspirations in Big Day Koidesh is in the deeds performed in Big Day Choil. Boggles the mind. See, this contradicts what I said last year. I don't think that the Beis HaMikdash is an embassy, like extraterritorial. Verkehrt. It says you can create Beis HaMikdash from the sphere of Choil also. When you leave the Beis HaMikdash, when the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur leaves the Beis HaMikdash, he takes off his Big Day Kohuna and wears Big Day Choil, he also requires Kiddush Yodayim. And that is our Negel Vasa, which we take in the morning. That's a meurdige Sache. And it's just unbelievable that it turns out that what we learn in Emor, the Balmum, the Tumma, that in a way, of course not in a halachic sense, but in a way they refer to us also, that we are also in a certain bechina of koyanim and need to try and protect ourselves from the imperfections of the mumen, from the ideas of tumah, to get away from that, to remember that the ideal state in which we do to some extent function, it's a moyer de gezach, we do to some extent function in these things. We are koyanim, that's why we do need the kiddush yodayim in the morning. It's a moyer de gezach. I want to just spend these few more moments to discuss the next, after the Negelwasser. So we go to the bathroom, we say Asher Yotzer. I think we paskin that even the person who didn't go to the bathroom didn't have to go to the bathroom, also says Asher Yotzer in the morning. And then, of course, according to the Nusach, which according to the Gaon, we say immediately after Asher Yotzer, Elakai, Neshamash Nosata Bi Tehoirahim. Let's think about that juxtaposition a little bit. What are we really saying in the morning? So everybody knows the Ramo, that the Reufe Kolboso Mafli Lasos, that the Asher Yotzer is very much a brocha of the Guf, where we thank the Ribbono Shel Olam for the very complex functioning of our bodies. And the Chasima is Baruch Atah Hashem Reufe Kolboso Mafli Lasos. So the Mechaber over there discusses what's the Pele. So the Ramo says, you know what the Pele is? The Pele is that the Neshama, which is a completely ruchnistic concept, it doesn't have any size, it doesn't have any dimensions, it doesn't have any physical aspects at all, nevertheless it's inside the guf. How does that work? How can the Neshama, which has no place is a concept of a physical thing, a non-physical thing. A thought doesn't have a place, an idea doesn't have a place, a feeling doesn't have a place. Somebody's going to say, oh yes, I have a special box at home where whenever I have a good idea, I put the idea in that box and to keep it. You can't put an idea in a box because an idea has no physical properties, so you can't put it in a box. You can write it down, you can keep the paper in the box, but the idea itself you can't keep in the box. But the neshama is somehow in the guf. And what I want to just go through quickly a little bit in this shiur is to be the iron in what we're really saying. Maybe I said this in a shiur before. If I did, then I apologize. But it's something which is chazorable. What are we really saying? This is an unbelievable brocha. This Elokai, Neshamosh Nosato B'Tehoirahi, which according to the Nusach of the Gaon, not like it's printed in many Sidurim after Birkas HaTorah, but that it follows immediately upon Asher Yotzer. So we finished with the Ramo. Saw this Melitza of the Chasam Sofer yesterday. V'nei Yisrael Yotzeim B'Yad Ramo. B'Yad Ramo, we go with the Ramo's Shitta, and the Ramo's Shitta is that we say Asher Yotzer. And even if we didn't go to the bathroom, so now the Elokai Neshama follows naturally onto that. Let's see what this Elokai Neshama Shnosato be Tehoirohi. What are we really saying over here? What is this announcement that we make that the Neshama is Tehoiro? So my feeling is that what we're saying is, harking back to the Gemara in Brochus, Gemara says, "Hanecha Misha Bochi Nafshi Keneged Mi Amron David, Lo Amron Elo Keneged Hakadosh Baruch Hu UKeneged Neshama. Ma Hakadosh Baruch Hu Molei Kol HaOlam Af Neshama Molei Kol HaGuf. Ma Hakadosh Baruch Hu Roye VeEino Nireh Af Neshama Roye VeEino Nireh. Ma Hakadosh Baruch Hu Zones Kol HaOlam Kuloi Af Neshama Zones Kol HaGuf. Ma Hakadosh Baruch Hu Toya Af Neshama Tehoira. That's Tehoirahi." Ma Kodesh Baruch Hu Yoshev Bechadri Chadorim Af Neshama Yoshevet Bechadri Chadorim Yovai Mishi Yesh Bar Chamisha Dvorim Eilu V'yishabeach L'mishi Yesh Bar Chamisha Dvorim Halolu. That's the Gemara. So I think that this Elokai Neshama Shnosatu V'Tehoirohi is being matgesh that similarity between us and the Ribbono Shel Olam. That just like the Ribbono Shel Olam is Tohar, so the Neshama within us is also Tehoira. L'may Nafkemenu, we'll see in a moment. In the Gemara in Brochus, the Nafkemenu was that since the neshama has these five similarities to the Ribbono Shel Olam, so Bochi Nafshi Es Hashem. We can sing Shiro to the Ribbono Shel Olam because we have these similarities. Now all the other similarities are nothing to do with us really. These are just facts. The neshama is memale the kol haguf, like the Ribbono Shel Olam is memale kol haolam. So the neshama is yoshev b'chadrei chadorim, like the Ribbono Shel Olam is yoshev b'chadrei chadorim. There's nothing to do with us, but the Tehoro is to do with us. Now let's see what we say about this neshama, which is Tehoro. Ato v'rosa. The more I'm saying this, the more I get the feeling maybe I said this in a recent shir, but it really boggles the mind. Ato v'rosa, that's yesh me'ayin, that the neshama is not something which was made from material, and then by the time it came to the sixth day, so you had already the stuff from which neshamas were made. But it's not that way. Ato b'rosa, weist euch that the Ribbono Shel Olam is boire, each neshama separately, each neshama, each one of us, is a yesh me'ayin, is a total, is an oilam mole, that every person, b'shvili nivro ha'oilam. So each one of us is an oilam mole. So Elokai neshomesh nosate bi tahoirohi. So I have that faculty of the Ribbono Shel Olam also, that my neshama is tahoira. You created it out of nothing, so I am unique. Ato yotzata, you formed it in order to be fitting for my particular personality, for my particular predilections. Ato nefachta bi, so then you made it enter me, like the Ramo says before, the Maflila says. You keep it inside me. See, that's a Moir de Gezach. Is my neshama happy in my guf? I would be very surprised it would be very happy, because I'm not as good as I ought to be. And so the neshama is in an alien country over here. This beautiful medrash in Vayelech, where the Torah tells about Moshe Rabbeinu's dying. So there the neshama wanted to refuse to leave Moshe Rabbeinu's guf. Said to the Ribbono Shel Olam, where are you going to put me, which is anywhere near the Kedusha and the Tara of Moshe Rabbeinu? But those of us who are not Moshe Rabbeinu, could be that the neshama is quite happy to get rid of us. But the Ribbono Shel Olam is Meshamro Bekirbim. But Va'ato Osed Litlo Mimeni, Ulahachaziro bi leosed lovai. That's a Moira de Gezach. Ulahachaziro bi leosed lovai. That you're going to take the neshama from me, and maybe the neshama, when it's being taken from me, sort of heaves a sigh of relief. I've got rid of this guy. I can be back now in my oilam neshamas, which is my real place where I ought to be and where I want to be, and where I can flourish in the way in which I ought to flourish. But it's not that way. Our guf and our neshama are inexorably bound up together. Once death entered the world, so there's going to have to be this period where ato osed litlo mimenu, and then lahachaziru bil osed lova. But we are inexorably tied together. This is who I am. This tahoiro dika neshama, this tahoiro dika neshama defines me, who I am, what I am. It's a moiro dika zach. And what is the maskona of that? And that is why I think we're saying this whole thing, that kol zman shan shama bekirbi, as long as you haven't taken it from me, moide ani lefanecha Hashem elakai v'lakai v'asai, I'm able to sing shira to you. Just like David HaMelech was able to sing shira because bochi nafshi es Hashem, because of the similarities between his neshama and the Ribbono Shel Olam. So since I have said, look, sof kol sof, what did you create when you created me? You created a creature where neshama and guf meet, and you ato borosa, ato yitzata, ato nefachtavi, ato meshamro bekirbi. You made an absolute inseparable whole between the neshama and myself, so that even the separation is not an ultimate separation. Vato osu litlo mimeni ule hachazivabi. So this neshama, tehoiro, is part of me, it identifies me, it is who I am, and if it is who I am, I can say that kol zman shan shama bekirbi, my life is going to be a life of shira. And that is what we are, the koyanim, which we declare ourselves to be when we take negel vasa in the morning. And when we think about the Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim of the Kohen Gadol at the end of the Yom Kippur, when he goes into his Big Day Choil, what we're saying is, and that is what we're supposed to be. It's a meiradige, meiradige Sach. That is what's happening to us. That we are a chelek of a Torah Dike Neshama, which is a me'en of the Tara Kaviyochel of the Rebbeinu Shalom. And that is why our life should be a life of Shira, and that is why it makes sense for us to take Negel Vasa in the morning, Mitoich Keile, just like the Kohen went through the Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim of for his Avodah in the morning. And in an emerdical concept, so just to be Messiah this, because we're talking about and we're thinking about Pashas Emor and all the halachas of the Kohuna, which are the first part of Pashas Emor. So in last year's Shir, which I wanted you to listen to again if you have the koyach and if you have the time, yeah, we talked about this idea that the Kohuna Dike part of the Pasha ends with the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, which is so interesting. So you have over there the Issa of Pigul, V'chisiz b'chu zevach toidel Hashem l'rtzoinchem tizbachu, v'yom ahu yeochel ois esirum venu ad boika ani Hashem, ושמעתם מצווי סי ועשיתם עשו אני השם ולא יסחללו את שם קדשי ונקדשתי בסוף בני ישראל אני השם, which is the according to the Rambam is the mitzvah lois asay of chilul Hashem and the mitzvah asay of kiddush Hashem. The Ramban over here, interestingly enough, splits the posuk. He says velois chalalu es shem Hashem goes back on the chiyuv of the korbanos not to make them into pigul, just like earlier it says that if the kohen serves with mumim, he's mechalel the shem of the Rebbeinu Shlalom. And various other things, if he is not nizer in the halachos which govern the Beis Hamikdash, so that is considered a chilul Hashem. So here also, the v'lois chalul Hashem kodshi goes back on pigul, but nikdashti v'soch b'nei Yisrael is the mitzvah of kiddush Hashem. See, it all goes together. Why is it that a pegiah in the mitzvahs of kohuna is considered a chilul Hashem more than any other avera? The teretz is because that is an uptouch of what the human being is. That's what's taking place in the Beis Hamikdash. And the Beis Hamikdash, like we saw from that Hirsch quote, is only something which becomes actualized in our secular life outside the Beis Hamikdash, that the whole of that secular life is supposed to be also a shira. It's neiro neiro is what we're learning over here. So mimela, that is the siyum of the halachos of the kohuna, that there is the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. What's the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem? The mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem is that there's certain things that if you do them, so then you're compromising this kesha between the neshama and guf. And therefore, at that point, rather than do that thing, be mafrid the neshama and the guf. And it's true that once death enters into the reality of living down there, that means after the chayt of Odom HaRishon, where the kesha between guf and neshama is not absolute anymore, but it can be broken, and it is broken at our death. And how do we taka remain? We remain pegorim mesim, absolute, complete gashmias. There's nothing there anymore, nothing redeeming anymore in that guf. It's a pega. Machas in the neshamas, lifgorim mesim, but the neshama is going to come back. That means that there is no absolute pega anymore. It's a moira gezach. So Elokai Neshama Shnosatubi, if we would get ourselves to think what we're saying when we say this Elokai Neshama Shnosatubi, so it would lift us up so totally, our whole day would be different. Moide ani lefanechem melachai v'kayam. I'm moide to you that I'm a shabeach, hoido is shevach, it's various other things also, but among them it's shevach, that I can make my life into a song of praise to the Rebbeinu Shalom, because sof kol sof, the neshama and the guf are one. And it's not that the Beis HaMikdash is extraterritorial. The Beis HaMikdash is a picture which we're not zeichen to now bepoil, but which Lemaisa, in an ideal world, we would have a moshel of what our life should be like when we leave the Beis HaMikdash. And that's the Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim from Big Day Choyl, from Big Day Kodesh to Big Day Choyl. It's Neure Neuros. So again, if you have the time, maybe listen to that last year's shiur. I think that the two shiurim together can really help us to try and make something meaningful out of our lives. And that would be beautiful if we'd be able to do that.